Okay, so we're in Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, six lines from the top. So, and again, I'll pause periodically for questions. So the Gemara says, "V'korin Sarah Dibro Shmoa Vayomer Mepi Yatsiva Voda Birkat Kohenim." So yesterday we did the Mishnah. The Gemara had quoted the Mishnah from Masechet Tamid about the Avoda and the Beis Hamikdash, and how we said how the Kohenim, after they had the pieces of the Korban Tamid, that before it was brought on the Mizbeach, but it was left, I think, on the ramp of the Mizbeach, and salted it, then they left to do their own davening. So the davening would consist of, the, among other things, they would say the Aseret HaDibrot, and then the three parshat of Shema, and then Avoda, there was abbreviated davening. So the Avoda, we said, Rashi has two opinions of what the Avoda was. It's either Baruch HaMakabal HaVazat Yisrael Baratzon, Blessed Hashem, who accepts the Avoda of Klal Yisrael, like Baratzon, with favorably, or Shaul Kalvan Chabir HaNavod, or Shaul Kalvan Chabir HaNavod, which is something that we, at least Ashkenazim, say when we duchen. And then then Vavoda Ubir Chaskonim, then duchening. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yudmar Shmuel, Apik Vulin Bikshu Lasot Lekrot Kain. Even outside the Beis HaMikdash, they wanted to institute that people should say the Aseret HaDibrot together with Kriyat Shema every day. El Shekvar Bitlum Nitorin Aminim, but they already were Mevaktel because of the complaints or the problems with the Aminim. Now, the Lashon here is a little unusual. Kvar Bitlum, they had already undone it. So one shot that I saw is that they undid it in the Beis HaMikdash because Tarum is Aminim. In other words, the heretics were saying, this is the whole Torah, because, and the Raya is that this is what you say here, and the rest of the Torah is not Torah. So they were Mevaktel because of the Aminim. But in other places where they didn't have Minim, they didn't have these heretics around, so they wanted to establish it in those places, but they were already Mevatel it in the Beis HaMikdash, so he said, we're going to leave it, we're not going to do it anywhere. Okay, just a minute. He says, Tani Nami Hach, we learn a Brice that supports this, Rabbi Natan Omer, Begvulin Bikshula So Lekrot Kain. In the Gvulin means outside the Beis HaMikdash, they wanted to have it where you'd read the Aseret HaDibrot every day. Rabbi Barbar Chana Sabar Lemekbeinu Besura. And again, I saw Pshad that in Surah they didn't have Minim, so he wanted to establish it. And again, you have to remember the period of time, because from the Mishnah time, it is talking about in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, which is at the latest the first century, and Rabbi Rakhana is living a few centuries later in Surah. So he wanted to establish it there. Amalei Rav Chista Kvar Bitlam Torah Aminim. They already, you know, got rid of it because of the problems with the Minim. Amemus Savar and the Mikbeinu B'nei Herdah, also in Herdah, there were no Minim there. So Amalei Rav Ashi Kvar Bitlam Torah Aminim. Now, there's also a question, what does it mean exactly, Tarumus Aminim? So Rashi learns, where's Rashi? Yeah, look at Rashi in the 10th narrow line, Tarumus Aminim, Shal Yomru L'Amei Ha'aretz, that the Minim shouldn't say the Amei Ha'aretz, people who aren't so well-educated, Ein Shar Torah Emet, the rest of the Torah is not true, but Teidu, I'll prove it to you, She'in Korin Olam Hashem Arach Hodesh Baruch Hu V'Shem Mipi B'Sinai. They only recite that which Hashem said at Sinai, and the rest of it, you know, was something else. But so that's the one thing with Tarumus Aminim. I saw a different shot that Tarumus Aminim, that people would say that, I don't know, somehow like the Jews, they don't even observe the Aseret HaDibrot. Anyway, now, this is the source of Allah Halakha with Kriyas HaTorah, the Aseret HaDibrot. We know we lay the Aseret HaDibrot three times during the year, right? We do in Parshas Yitro, which is coming up, and then we do it on Shavuos, and we do in Parshas Vayeschanan, right? So the minhag among Ashkenazim, at least, is to stand up when you get to the Aseret HaDibrot. I know it's far from that. So there's a whole tumult in the poskim whether it is or is not correct to stand up for the Aseret HaDibrot. So the proponents say we want to stand up for the Aseret HaDibrot because that reenacts what it was at Har Sinai. And the opponents say no. It's not right. There's a tshuva from the Rambam. It's not right to be machshiv one part of the Torah over another part of the Torah. So you shouldn't stand for it. And the fact that they stood in Bavel in those areas, that was because the Rosh Mativta is the one who got the aliyah. So they were standing for him, not for the Aseret HaDibrot. So there's a tshuva for Moshe has, and Rav Blum quotes this in his Sefer Torah L'Das, but there's a tshuva for Moshe, which he responded to Rav David Feinstein, who asked him, so what are you supposed to do? You're caught between a rock and a hard place. So Rav Moshe thought the only etzah would be if you would stand for the whole Kriyas HaTorah that day. Now, Rav Blum writes in his Sefer, he says one way out is to just stand for that aliyah. So what I usually do is, I usually say, you know, it's preferable to stand for the aliyah. In other words, if you get up at the beginning of the aliyah, it doesn't begin with the Aseret HaDibrot. So it's clearly not just standing for the Aseret HaDibrot. And so I say it's more preferable to stand at the beginning of the aliyah as opposed to standing up in the middle of the aliyah. But that's one way.
Why are you standing for that aliyah, not the other aliyah?
Does that answer that?
For all of laning every week?
I mean, Sir Moshe said stand for the whole laning that day. But to people to stand for the whole laning, a lot of them don't want to stand for the whole laning.
Spartan stand for Zachor?
So I don't think they do. Spartan stand for anything.
No.
Yeah, they keep it down.
No Zachor, no nothing?
All right.
There
are people right who do stand the whole time, but I'm saying
the problem is you shouldn't have your back. You're standing and you're in the front of the Torah.
That's a separate issue. We spoke about that. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. Now again, we said earlier in the Mishnah, Uvashabbat Mosfim Bracha Chal Mishmar Yotzei. On Shabbos, they would have an additional bracha for the Mishmar that's about to say goodbye. So, my bracha chal, what does it mean one bracha? So, Amrav Chelbo, Mishmar Yotzei, Mer, the Mishmar Nichnas. Again, the Konim are divided into 24 Mishmarot. And so each Mishmar serves, let's say, roughly, you know, 2 weeks a year, 1 week at a time. So let's say you're in one Mishmar, and you're completing your week service, and the Mishmarot, we said, are divided into six Batei Av, further divisions. But on Shabbos, so the new Mishmar is going to come, and the old Mishmar is leaving. Remember that they would change Mishmarot, remember when? What? Yeah, but when? Remember when? What about it? What they do? Remember? Right, exactly right. So when? Remember lechem apanim. Right? Remember, like the new mishmar comes in with the new bread, and the old mishmar is thinking out the old bread. So he says. So Amar Kabbal Mishmar Yotzei Omer the Mishmar Nichnas Misha Shachan Et Shmo B'Bayit Azeh. The one who caused his name to rest in this house, meaning the Beis Hamikdash, Hu Yashkim Beinechem Ava Be'Achva B'Shalom V'Reot. He should cause like love and brotherhood and peace and, you know, friendship to abide amongst all of you. So the Marasha says, why is that? Why is that the bracha they're giving each other? So the Marasha says, remember there's a Gemara, it's coming up in Daf Yomi in about a year, in Maseches Yoma, with the Kohanim. The Marasha says, it's before they instituted the Piyasot, before they instituted the lotteries. So the Kohanim would, you know, like the first one gets it. So remember the Gemara in Maseches Yoma says that two Kohanim were racing to be the first one, and either there's two versions, one shoved somebody off, and he was seriously injured, or he stabbed him and he like killed him. So they do need some Shalom Ba'akva, right. So remember, everything is being recorded here, Aaron Moshe. I'm posting this on YU Torah, so you should know that. Okay. So now, the idea is we want the right bracha to be, oh, look who's here, Mordechai. Welcome, Mordechai. Welcome. Okay, long time no see, Mordechai. Okay, so the Gemara says, so that's the bracha that we give. Okay, now who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far? Do you have any questions?
Yeah,
Dave? Or did you have nothing? Yeah. Okay, anybody have any questions?
I want peace.
What? In other words, the bracha is from the old Mishmar to the new Mishmar, that Hashem should cause like friendship and brotherhood, to abide amongst all of you. Yeah. Everything should be, don't kill anybody, don't stab anybody. You know? And it should be shalom. All right, I'm going to move on now. Okay, everybody with me? Okay, so we're going to be, okay, 10 lines. Okay, 10 lines above where it gets wide. On Yud Bey Zaman Aleph, okay? Okay, welcome, Mordechai.
Tell him you're recording.
Okay, so, okay, Makom Mashal Rula Ha'arich. So we said in the Mishnah, what? Okay, please. Okay. So we said in the Mishnah.
Why you stop?
Okay, please. I need everyone's attention. So we said in the Mishnah that Makom Shamru LaHa'arich in Urshel LeKatzer. If the Chachamim said you should be Marich with a bracha, you can't be Makatzer. LeKatzer in Urshel LaHa'arich. And we said there was more than one pshat. We said in that. So Rashi's pshat, it sort of was more words. And that was that. According to Rashi, meant that emes ve'emuna at night is a longer bracha. It is in words and also themes, as opposed to hashkivenu. But The Rambam learned that it meant, well, does the bracha begin with the baruch or not? Which is easy to work with in the Gemara. So now some actually have a different gear here in the Gemara. We have makom shemru laharich. Some of the Rishonim have here, not as this title, not makom shemru laharich, but makom shenagu lachatom in or shishaloa katom. It's going on the chatimis bracha. In other words, the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, there's a point that's being raised in the Mishnah. So either according to Rambam, if it's to open with baruch or not open with baruch, or whether there's a chatima at the end of the bracha, like some of the brachot have like a lena baruch at Hashem at the end of the bracha. So you'll see in a minute the connection. So the Gemara says pshita heichad kanakid kasa dechamra biyadei v'kasavra deshikrahu. Let's say a person is holding a cup of wine and he is acting under the misimpression that it's beer. Now wine is borei pri hagafen, and we're going to have a lot of dina with brachot later on our masechta, but we're getting a little, I guess, a little foretaste for it here. So he's holding a cup of wine, and he thinks it's beer. So he thinks that he should make the bracha shakol on the yavibaro, but the real bracha he should make is bori pri agafen. So upata baruch adai to the shichra. So he begins the bracha baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam with intent to complete a shakol. But when he's saying those words baruch atah Hashem, the words are going to be the same, but his intent when he says the words, I want this shakol. So the first beginning bracha is like a shakol bracha. The words are the same, but the meaning of bracha is a shakol bracha. V'siim b'techamra. And then at the end, he says, oh, what do I got? I got wine here. So he says, borei pri hagafen yatsa. So then obviously you're yotzei. Why? De'inami imam or shakol nivaro yatsa. Because even lu yatsur, he had said shakol nivaro, the whole bracha. He'd be yotzei b'di'evet. He says, the hatran, because we learn in the Mishnah later on, al kula memar shakol nivaro yatsa, that for everything, if b'di'evet, you said shakol nivaro, so you're yotzei. So then, clearly, that case is yotzei. So he started off thinking shakol nivaro, then he corrects himself, borei pri hagafen in the middle, so then he's yotzei, because the first part, b'di'evet, could work, even if we completed shakol nivaro. Elo, heichad kanaki kasa d'shukra b'yadei, but let's reverse the cases. Let's assume he's holding a cup of beer, right? Because sabar the kamrahu, and he thinks it's really wine. He says, and then the bach has upataku barakadai to the kamra. So now he begins the bracha baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. He's thinking he's going to complete borei pri hagafen. So the beginning of the bracha is a borei pri hagafen bracha, even though the words are the same. But he's thinking borei pri hagafen. So he begins with borei pri hagafen, v'siim b'deshukra, and then he says, ah, it's beer. So I'm going to say shakol nivaro. My. So is he yotzei with that bracha or not? Okay, so again, let me just repeat again. So he's holding the cup of beer. He thinks it's wine, and he's doing baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. He's going to make a borei pri hagafen, and then he catches himself and says shakol nivaro. So is he yotzei with that bracha or not? So he says, my batar ikar bracha azlinan. Do we say that the key is the ikar bracha? The ikar bracha, the Gemara takes it, is the beginning of it, where I say the shame and malchus. I say baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Do I say that's what's koveya the bracha, even though it's just, the words are the same, but my thought was something else? O dilma, oh, 1 minute, o batar chatima azlinan. Or is the key the chatima? Is the key the conclusion of the bracha? All right. So now. Everybody got the question? Everybody right?
If you go by the beginning, then he failures.
Then he's history. Then he's toast. But if you go by the end of it, he's okay. All right, now. So Tashma, so we're going to quote from a Braisa, and we're going to try to, you know, hopefully, you know, bring a proof from the Braisa. Okay, so again, the case we're talking about is he's holding the beer, and it begins with the borei pri hagafen thinking. So Tashma, shachri patach b'yotzer or v'siim v'ma'ariv aravim lo yatsa. Now at shachris, when patach b'yotzer or means he thought that he's going to make the bracha of yotzer or. So when he said baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, he thought he's going to conclude yotzer or. But v'siim b'ma'ariv aravim. But then he said asher b'ro ma'ariv aravim. So the words are the ma'ariv bracha. So he says lo yatsa patach b'ma'ariv aravim. But if he began thinking I'm going to say the bracha ma'ariv aravim at shachris baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and then I'm going to go asher b'ro ma'ariv aravim v'siim b'yotzer or. But then he said all the words for yotzer or yatsa. Then he's yotzei. We'll clarify in a minute, hopefully. Arvid at ma'ariv. Patach b'ma'ariv aravim. If he began baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and he thought I'm going to conclude ma'ariv aravim, b'siim b'yotzer or, but he concluded, he said the words yotzer or lo yatsa. patach biyotzer or, if he began the bracha thinking I'm going to do yotzer or, v'sim b'mal ribo rabim yatza. So the key here seems to be, it sounds like, that that the key is going to be the sea of the soap bracha, right? So klaloshel davar hakol lecha chara chitum. So the overarching principle the Brisa says is everything is the way you conclude it. So let's go slowly with this. So it means at shacharis, if he begins the bracha thinking it's night, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, so I'm going to daven mariv, and then I catch myself, I say yotzer or vorei choshech, I'm fine. But if I do it the other way around, I think it's shachris, and I say, Hashem Roma Rivarvim, I'm history. That's the basic idea. So assuming that that's the correct shot in the Braisa, so then the key is going to be the Chatimas Bracha. So the fact that I began the Bracha in our case, and I thought, Bori Pri Agapen, I'm thinking in my mind, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, but Memela, I said, Shakol Nivaro, so I should be okay, because everything's going to go with the Chatimas Bracha. That's the way we think the flow with the Gemara is going. Okay?
Does it matter that when you make the bracha for the wine or the beer, that's the matir for you to eat, as opposed to here, which is...
All right, there are different types of brachot, but I don't think that the Gemara doesn't seem to pick up on that, okay? So now let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the proof is not necessarily proof, the Gemara says. Shani hatam de ka'amar baruch yotzer hamorod. So the Gemara says, that case is not analogous to our case, because the first bracha in Kriyat Shema, whether it's at Mariv or whether it's at Shachris, it begins Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, but then before the end of the bracha, again you say Baruch Atah Hashem. So it could be that this bracha is really normally a zero, but before he's going to say Baruch Atah Hashem, he's saving it. In other words, so he begins the bracha, let's get in our case, he begins the bracha, or let's say it's day. So he begins the bracha, I'm thinking it's night, it's midnight. So I'm going to make Mari Baravim. And then he changes it to Yotzer Or. So we said, well, that proves that everything goes on the Chatimah. But maybe the fact that the Tana Mishnah says it's good is because he also says at the end of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Hamoro. So at that point, he knows it's day. So maybe he has all the elements for a kosher bracha there. Maybe that's why it's good. But in that case, there's no proof for our case. Now, the Gemara says, so in other words, we tried to bring a proof, and we're deflecting the proof. So the Gemara says, you got it, okay.
What about the night?
Same thing at night. So night he thought it was day, and he's thinking, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Then he goes, Hashem Ro Ma'ariv Baravim. So he said, he's Yotzei. Yeah, but then at the end he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Ma'ariv Baravim. At the end he makes like a bracha at the end. And then there was one bracha, but it begins with bracha. So I'm getting Baruch Atah Hashem at the end as well. So the Gemara says, the first wide line, Hanichel Rav da Amar ko bracha she'im ba haskar Hashem ain a bracha shapir. So according to Rav, who says that any bracha that you don't mention the Shem Hashem is not a bracha, so I have all the key elements of the bracha there, so then what we said is good, makes sense. El Reb Yochanan, the Amar ko bracha she'im ba malchut ain a bracha, my iklamimar. But Reb Yochanan says, any bracha that doesn't have, it needs a Shem Hashem, but it also needs malchus, malcha olam, is not a bracha. So then the proof would be reinstated, right? Because according to Reb Yochanan, the fact that I would say Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMa'orot or Baruch Atah Hashem Amri Baravim, that would not save a defective bracha. Because a bracha, I need Baruch Atah Hashem Malcha Olam. So then I do have a proof. But the Gemara says, the Gemara like slugs up the whole proof from a different aspect. Okay, all cell phones not vibrate. El kema da amar Rabba bar Ula kidei lahaskir midat yom b'laylo midat laylo b'yom. So now Rabba bar Ula said that when it comes to the bracha, whether it's the first bracha at night hamari varavim, or it's the first bracha in the morning, we want to be maskir midat yom b'laylo midat laylo b'yom. In other words, we say Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech, right? And Golol Or Mnei Choshech. So why don't we mention both? So we want to mention the Midas Laila Bayom and the Midas Yom Balaila. That's why we mix both together. That's what he taught us. And remember, we said yesterday that from Tamina Rabbi Yonah said, why don't we mention both? Because there were like over the Avodah Zarah, they didn't believe that there's like one entity that controls both. So we don't mention both. So Kikamar Brachu Malchut Meikara are Tavayu Kamar. So the whole proof could be shlugged up, because when he begins the bracha, let's say he's off the time sequence. So it's the morning, but he's thinking it's the night. Something about, I'm going to make Hamariv Aravim. But when I make the bracha Hamariv Aravim, I'm going to mention day and night. because I think I want to mention Ma'ariv Aravim. Ma'ariv Aravim is going to mention day and night as well. Or it's night, and I'm thinking I'm going to do Yotzer HaMa'orot. So I'm thinking day and night there as well, because Yotzer Oborei Choshech. So perhaps that's why the bracha is saved. In other words, that's unique. That's, you know, sui generis to that bracha. In other words, in that bracha, even when I got the wrong machshava, I got the right machshava. Because the wrong machshava, they both mention day and night. They both might. So right. So maybe that's what the Tana is saying to me. So we don't have any proof yet. We don't have any proof yet. Okay. So again, we're trying to figure out if a person, he's got the beer, he's singing Bo Re Pri Agafen, and then he concludes with Shakol Yivaro, is Yotzer not. So we thought we had a proof from this Braisa that talks about the first bracha in Kriyat Shema, but the proof seems out the door. Okay, Tashma. So the Gemara says, maybe all is not lost yet, we can still squeeze this Braisa for another proof. The fifth white line. So Tashma, or the fourth white line. Miseifa, Klalosha Devar Kolei Chachar Achitom. Now, the end of the Braisa says, the overarching principle is, everything follows the Chatimas Bracha, the end of the Bracha. Now, Klalosha Devar Latuimai. Now, whenever the Tana of a Braisa or a Mishnah mentions Klalosha Devar, he's including more than what he said explicitly. So if he's just teaching me the case of Yotzer Ma'orot and Ma'ariv Aravim, he doesn't have to say Klal Oshel Davar. If he tells me Klal Oshel Davar, he's including another case that's going to follow Chitum. So he says, what is that? La Tuyi Mai? La La Tuyi Hadza Amran. Is it not to include our case? So you're right. The case of Yotzer Ma'orot and Ma'ariv Aravim, that is different. But perhaps the Tana is teaching me something else, that I always follow Chitum, and that's our case with the beer and the wine, where he thought it was... He thought it was wine, and then he concluded with the beer, which is the correct bracha. So if that's the case, we'll have the answer to our question. So the Gemara says, lo, latuye nama utamare. I could say that the Tana there, he has intent for another case, but it's not the case with the beer and the wine. It's to include the case of nama utamare, bread and dates, or one of the mafarshim, the Chachmat Shlomo, wants to say it's really cake and dates. I think the cake is going to work out better, but you be the judge of the sugya. Cake and dates. He says here, now, Hechi Dami. Now, it's going to be the Bracha Achrona. It's going to be the Bracha Achrona. He's going to think he ate A, and he really ate B, and he's going to think one bracha and another bracha. That's what it's going to be doing. Okay, now, so, lo, latvi nama tamare. Hechi Dami. Ilema da achal nama viksavar de tamare. So, if I'll say that he ate bread or cake, and he thought they were dates, so achal upata chadaita tamare. And then he begins the bracha thinking he's going to do tomorrow. Now the bracha, he begins thinking, I'm going to do al eitz bi al pri eitz, whose dates are one of the Shiva Peirot from Eretz Yisrael. So he's thinking, I'm going to do al eitz bi al pri eitz, b'siim b'dinama. And then he corrects himself, and he's Messiah. So either he's Messiah with al amithya, or he's Messiah, he does the bracha for bread, which hazana olam, the first bracha. Now, it comes out from the Mefarshim, and the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch brings down that if you would say the first paragraph, we'll see in a minute, you'll be able to say, so in a minute, we'll see. Simbanama. So, Hainu Bayan. So he says, I flipped it over. So here he ate the bread and he thought they were dates, right? But, yeah. So achol patachatay tamari. So he begins the bracha thinking he's going to make ala eitz, but he really should make ala mithya or birkas amazon v'siim b'dinama. And then what? In other words, if it's cake, he'll make ala mithya. Yeah. So the marshal learns it's cake, but others learn that it's bread. So when it says the other ones, so the marshal learns it says nama, it doesn't mean bread. You know. So he says, Hainu Bayan. So that would be our case. Because here I begin the bracha with one machshava, and then I'm Messiahim according to another way, and the way I was beginning would not be good for the way I was the end. In other words, the bracha of Allah eats would not be good for the cake or the bread. He says, Lo, tzricha. So if that's the case, so then I would have the answer. So everything follows the chitum, and then would be analogous. So the Gemara says, Lo, tzricha. No, it could be that the Tana here is referring to a different case. Kigon to achal tamari ksavar nam, the opposite case. He ate dates and he thought it was cake or bread. Achal patach b'dinama. So he began thinking he's going to make the bracha on the ala mechia or the hazan nakol, the sima tamari. And then he catches himself and he makes ala esfiel praetz. Yatsa is why? The afilu sima b'dinama nami yatsa. Even if he would completed the bracha, so he really had dates. Let's say he had completed the bracha and he did the first paragraph of benching. So the Gemara is going to learn that if I ate dates and b'dieved I said the first paragraph of Birkas Hamazon, I'm yotze. He says, let's take a look. He says, nami yatsa. My time with the smari nami meizan zaini. In other words, when we say in the bracha zana kol, we said zana olam kulo. So tamarim are also give sustenance, and it's also included in the bracha. So that case is not analogous to our case with the beer and the wine, but that could be a different shot in the brisa. So anyway, so at the end, the Gemara doesn't come to a clear conclusion about what to do in the case where you had you're holding the beer and you begin the bracha with the wine. So where does this leave us? All right, 1 minute. So there's a whole arichus here in the machloket among the Rishonim where it leaves us. But cutting to the chase, I'm reading this little piece from the Al Adaf. The Shulchan Aruch adopts the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam and rules that in cases of doubt, one does not repeat the bracha and he is permitted to eat. He's doing the bracha Rishona. He says, the Mishnah Berurah comments that if there are others present who have not yet recited bracha on their food, the one in doubt should listen to someone else's bracha before eating his food. That would, in other words, you want to get out of this safek, and so you know, it's not too clear whether you need to make another bracha or not. In other words, let's say you've got the...
You're not sure if he made a bracha or not.
No. He did make the bracha. He made the bracha, but he had the wrong kavana. In other words, he's got the beer. He began the bracha thinking that it's wine. He said, Baruch Hashem, Melech HaMelech HaOlam. And then he says, Shakol Nidvaro. So is he yotze with that bracha or not? So it's not too clear whether you're yotze with that bracha or not. So it's machloket rishonim. I didn't go through the whole rishonim. It means that you intended to do that bracha. So in other words, you don't know whether you're azlinim batar ikar bracha or batar chatimus bracha. So the Tosfos cites two opinions. The Ri rules this stringently and requires the sinner to recite another bracha, and the riff rules leniently. Anyway, so in the end, Shulchan Aruch adopts the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. In doubt, you don't have to repeat the bracha. You're permitted to go ahead and eat it that way. But the Mishnah Berurah says if there's somebody nearby and he's also going to make a bracha, let's say on the wine, so listen to his bracha and answer amen.
You made a bracha, so you eat it or not right now.
This is what we're saying. It's machloket rishonim, but we're saying that he should go forward. That's what he should. Okay. Now, what's up?
You have to understand what the bracha means when you make a bracha. Suppose you don't understand people.
We'll get into this later on because the Gemara is going to talk about davening and other languages and things like that. But you should understand basically the general gist. It's a different issue you're raising whether you don't say with the bracha if you don't understand words. So in other words, if I'm saying words and I want to take a cab to 42nd Street. So I say this and I think I'm taking a cab to 42nd Street. So I don't think that you don't say the bracha. You have to understand that this bracha is a blessing. But what exactly you have to understand the words with the words. So that, let me leave it for another time. Okay.
But if you understand some apple and you think you're supposed to be having here we're talking about that the bracha has to be directed at the item.
Right.
So
right.
He says the minimum requirement. You know, I'm making a blessing
for this food. On this right. Food. Right. Okay.
Well, what about if you are in the state of confusion?
Right.
Beer or wine? Okay.
You mean you don't know what this object is?
You don't know what it is, but now you realize after the fact that you said the wrong one.
Wait. Let's give me the case. What are you holding? What are you really holding? What are you objectively holding? What is the food?
Let's say you have wine.
You have wine.
By mistake, you do the beer.
Shakol. We said that.
Then you realize after the fact, whoops, I should have said.
Yeah, but then we said you're fine. You're fine.
Let's just say you were sort of confused. What if you just put the thing down, waited a minute, and then started off? Did you do that?
No, but you don't want to make a bracha about tala.
So then you couldn't just do a duo.
In other words, you don't want to do the bracha about tala. In other words, if you made a bracha that's good, you don't want to create a bracha about tala.
Right, but if you didn't know if it was good or not,
that's what we're discussing. With the machlo, is it good or not? What's the halakha? So we're saying that if you had the beer and you began the bracha bori pri gafen, it's machloket rishonim whether you yotze with that bracha or not.
This is my question. Let's say it was established that your bracha was
not good. All right.
Now you put the glass down. You know what's in it this time.
Right.
Can you do a do-over?
Then you'd have to do a do-over.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to. Yeah. What's up?
Just based on this, didn't you just say that the stringent version of this machlokes says you have to make another bracha?
Right. That's correct.
isn't the first one bracha levatala anyway?
That it would be under those circumstances. Okay, did you want to say anything?
No.
Okay, all right, let's go further. Okay, now, so we're six lines from the bottom at the two dots. Okay, everybody with me? Okay. All right, I need everybody's focus, okay? Amar Rabba Bar Nechina Nesab Meshmei the Rav Kol Shlom Mar Met V'Yatziv Shacharid V'Met V'Muna Arvid Lo Yatza Yidei Chobato. Now, the way the Masivta Gemara explained it doesn't mean that, in other words, whoever doesn't say Emes V'Yatziv in the morning, which is the bracha after Shema, or Emet B'Muna and Mariv, which is the bracha after Shema and Mariv, doesn't fulfill his obligation, means he doesn't totally complete the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. In other words, the elements of Kriyat Shema he doesn't totally fulfill. On some level, he's fulfilled the mitzvah, but not totally. Now, in the Masechta Gemara, they said, it doesn't mean that you don't say it at all, but you didn't say all the elements that are contained in that bracha. So we'll see in a minute. He says, Shenemar, Lagid B'Bokher Chastecha, B'Mruchab L'Lot. It says, this pasuk is an asmachta, to relate in the morning Chastecha, your kindnesses, and you're speaking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Munacha, your faithfulness, B'Leilot. Let's look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom, above where it gets wide. Shenemar, Lagid B'Bokher Chastecha, Uvirka Nemet V'Yatziv Kula Al Chesed, Shesayim Avoteinu Hi. That the bracha of Emet V'Yatziv is all based on the chesed, the kindnesses that Hashem did with us. Shehotziyami Mitzrayim, he took us out of Egypt. Uvakalem and Ayam, he split the Red Sea for them. Vevirami brought them through. Uvirkan Emet V'Unam, Medaber Ba'afal Ha'atidot. So Emet V'Yatziv is perspectively, speaking about the past. Emet Amuna is prospectively, we're speaking about the future. He says, that we have our faith that Hashem will fulfill his promise to us to redeem us from all these kings, like all of our oppressors, tyrants, let us have life. Now, if you look in the last Tosfos, not the last Tosfos, the second last Tosfos, like Yibur Kastekwa. So first Tosfos quotes the pshat we had in Rashi. Then Tosfos says three lines before the end of the Tosfos, like Yibur Kastekwa. Inamim al derech hamedrash chadashim labekamrim rabba muratecha shadam aminu mafkid rucho biado machzi rablo yegia. That it's our emuna that, in other words, we're going to leave our neshama with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like Chazal teach us, sleep is the 60th of death. So it's like that we have our emunah that we're leaving our neshama with Hashem, and He's going to give it back to us the next morning. And below yigia, the way I saw the pshat, this was in the Masechta Gemara, like it means like without a lot of effort on our part, He gives it back to us. So those are the ideas of emet v'emunah and emes v'yatziv. All right, let's see further in the Gemara now. Five lines from the bottom. Va'amar Rabba Bar Chinna Sab Mishmei the Rav. Now, having mentioned Rabba Bar Chinna Sab and the name of Rav, we're going to mention other halakhot, even though it doesn't relate to anything that we specifically were speaking about. So, Va'amar Rabba Bar Chinna Sab Mishmei the Rav, Hamet Paleel Shu Korea Korea Babaruch. When a person davens and he's Korea, he bows down with the word Baruch, with Baruch. Like, you know, with Baruch, you bend your knees, right? Ukshahu Zokaif, Zokaif B'Shem. And when he gets the Shem Hashem, in other words, he stands erect. Okay, so he says, "Amar Shmuel, my tamid Rav." What's the reason for Rav? Dichtiv, Hashem zokev kivufim. Hashem, he straightens out those who are bent down. So I say the Shem Hashem, I'm already standing straight. So Meifei, on this we ask a question. He says, "Mivnei shemi nichatu." This is the Haftorah for, I believe, Parsha Toldot, which we just had a few weeks ago. Because of my name, they're subordinated. And it was a Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking. So it sounds like when you say the Shem Hashem, you should be bowed down. When you say the Shem Hashem, you're standing up. So he says, Mikti Bishmi. It doesn't say Bishmi Nichatu. When you say the Shem Hashem, you're made low. Mipnei Shmi. Because of Shmi, then you've been low. But the Shem Hashem, you can be Zokev Kafim. Mipnei Shmi Ktiv. All right, now. So Amar Le Shmuel Chibarav. So Shmuel said to Chibarav, now I don't know if Rav was still alive when he said this, but he says Bar Urian. Bar Urian means like a Tamid Chacham. He says, Tava Emelach Bilta Maaliyah to Amar Avuch. Come, I'll tell you something nice that your father said. Ahachi Amar Avuch Kshu Kure Kure Baruch. Shu Zokei Zokei B'Shem. When he bows down, he knows Baruch, and when he's okay B'Shem. All right, you know what? Let me get to the end with this thing with the Kriya, and then I'll come back. I'll turn the page. The top line. So the Gemara says on Amud Beis, Rav Sheshet Kikara Karas Kichizra. Rav Sheshet, when he would bow down, he bowed down like a Chizra. So Chizra, Rashi says, Shevet Biyad Adam, like a rod. V'chovto Klapimat Barachat, like in with one movement, he bows down, like you bow down. He says, well, that's the way he would bow down. Now, some want to say kechizra doesn't mean a rod, like we just said. Some want to say kechizra actually means like a thorn bush, and it means that your head will also be bent over. We'll see in a minute. He says ki kazaki v'zaki v'kechivya. When he would get up, he would get up like a snake. So the snake, well, I'm not so familiar with snakes, but apparently like the head goes up first and then the rest of the body. Okay, now, let me just do the halakha and the shulchan aruch, and then we'll be in good shape. Okay, one minute, kufiyot gimel. All right.
So the Gemara teaches you how to bow. Does it teach you how to shackle?
All right.
No, that...
So the Mechaber says like this. This is in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel Sifav. Kshehu Korea Yichrab Mihirup Hamachat. When a person bows down, he should do it quickly, one movement, like down. He says, "Ukshuzo cape, so cape anachat." When you stand up erect, you should do it slowly. He says here, "Rosho tchila," first his head, and then "Bachar kakufo." So he says, "Shlotehei alav kamasu." He shouldn't like I want to like get rid of this burden. Like, I'm out of this. You know what I mean? So and then he says, then the Mechaber says in Sif Zion, "Shekorea korei b'baruch." When he bows down with the word baruch, and then with the knees bend. And then with Shem Hashem, he's already standing erect. Now, just one minute, I'll pause in 2 minutes, okay? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Shomer Baruch Yichrab Yerakav. When he says Baruch, he'll bend his knees. Shomer Atah Yishcheh Ashi Pakku Achuyot. He'll bow down. So in other words, so Baruch, he bends the knees. Then Atah, he bends the whole body. He bends like from the waist down. And then when he's doing it slowly. But then, and they say also that when you bow down, your head should be bent down as well. In other words, not just the body, but the head should also be bent. All right, now, the Mishnah Berurah adds, Ukshomer Modim. Now, let's say it's the Bracha Modim. So how do I, there's no Baruch Atah in Modim, so how do I do that? So Ukshomer Modim, Yichvar Rosho V'gufo Kagmo B'Barachad. So it sounds like, the way Rav Schechter said to me today, like you don't bend the knees in Modim, you just bend the body. And then you stand up erect. Okay, now, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did with bowing?
Yeah.
Elena. Or what's up?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you just said.
Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything that relates to bowing?
Are you supposed to be up before Shem Hashem?
Yes.
Or during
Shem Hashem? No, before Shem Hashem, you're up.
So I don't know
if there's like a chiyuv to bow down in Aleinu. We have the words there and the minhag is to bow down, but here there's like a takanas kachamim that you should bow down to these words. I bow down, but I usually don't bend my knees, and maybe I should. I usually don't, but
you get up for the Fei Melech, of course.
Yeah, right.
So it's Menachem Korim. You say Menachem Korim or Mishnah.
Right.
We say Menachem Mishnah.
Right.
Korim, but in any case.
I mean the words, if you're going to say Mishtachavim, it should be like on the ground, you know what I mean? So you're not doing exactly what the Pasuk says either, right, or the sentence says either. Okay, now in terms of shuckling, so it's just a minhag shuckle. There's no chiyuv up yalaka to move the body. So some connected to the Pasuk, Kol Asmotai Tamar Hashem, but there's no medina, there's no obligation to shuckle when you
daven. Putting your face on the floor is no flu off the
man. Okay. Now, but the Hishtakavai is also
the down over. Okay. We only go down over from our Pneum when it's doing the Avodah. We don't go down for a length.
All right. That's another question you have against you. Okay. Now let's take a look. All right. Well, I'm saying against that. I'm saying with that shita. Okay. Now the second line. Now we're up to the no rayim here. Va'ama Rabba Bar Chinna Sav Mishmei the Rav Kol Shana Kula Adamit Palel Hakel Hakadosh Melech Wev Stak Mishpat. The whole year round, when a person davens, he says Hakel Hakadosh. And he says, Melech Wev Tzedakah Mishpat. And with the holy king and the king who loves righteousness and justice. Chutz me'asar yamim shemid rashonim yom kippurim, shem pala ha-melech kadosh va-melech ha-mishpat. Except when the aseret yimei tshuva, then we don't do it that way. Now, Reb Lazar amar, afilo amar hakel kadosh yatzah. Reb Lazar says that even if a person would say hakel kadosh during the aseret yimei tshuva, he's yotzei. He says, Shenemar, by Hashem Svakop Amishpat, God was exalted in justice. The holy kale, the holy God, was sanctified with staka, with charity or with graciousness. So, what is that pasuk talking about? What is the pasuk talking about that he's exalted in Mishpat? It's talking about the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Become our Kel Kadosh. And the pasuk says, Kel Kadosh. So, with Zemach Loket, will I be? Can I say Hakel Kadosh at that point in time? So my Havalah. So what's the upshot? So Amar Rav Yosef Hakel Kadosh Melech Chayv Tzedakah Mishpat. Rav Yosef says you could say Hakel Kadosh, but you have to say Melech Chayv Tzedakah Mishpat and Melech Chayv Tzedakah Mishpat. He says Rav Amar Hamelech Kadosh Hamelech Mishpat. Rabbi says no Hamelech Kadosh Hamelech Mishpat Behilchata Karaba. Looks like Rabba. Okay, now let's look at the Tosfos, and then we'll be on our way. So the second Tosfos, Vilchata Kabatid Rabba, Sarif Laktoma Melech Kadosh Melech Hamishpat, V'im Lo Amar Machzirnoto. So Tosfos says if a person doesn't say those things. Now again, when Tosfos is writing, right, there's no Shulchan Aruch, and Rabba is only quoted, I think, in one Tosfos. So the only thing they have is like they have the Halacha Gedolah and the Rif, but in other words, to know Halacha, you have to know Shas, and you know only the Tosfos. So Tosfos is trying to help you. You're learning what's the Halacha, so you'll look here and you'll know where it is, and you'll find the Tosfos. So Tosfos says, "Vim lo amar machzirnoto." If he didn't say those things, he's got to go back. Now, we Ashkenazim, is the difference between Sephardim and Ashkenazim with this. We Ashkenazim, we rely when it comes to Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. If a person accidentally said Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat instead of a Melech Mishpat, we hold B'dieved Yer Yotzei because it mentions Melech in there. But Ashkenazim, I think, don't hold that way. Now, so Tosfos says, if you changed anything, you have to go back. That's what Tosfos says. B'chein, then Tosfos cuts new ground. B'chein zachreinu michamocha uchtov l'chayim v'sefer chayim machziru tovim lo amar. Tosfos says, if you left out these other additions, right? That sounds really common, right? If you left out zachreinu michamocha tov l'chayim v'sefer chayim, you got to go back and you got to repeat. Yeah. So he says, d'chol ha'mishanam abeish tavucha chamim yosei dechobato. Whoever deviates from the language of the bracha doesn't fulfill his obligation. The Chach Pasak Rabbeinu Yehuda Im Safek Lo Im Amar Im Lo Amar. So that's where Rabbeinu Paskins that if he's not sure whether he said it or not, Machzirnoto, he's got to go back. Yidib Yerushalmi Tani Perakama Pala Elam Rabbeinu Yevin. He's here. Talmata Rabbeinu Lav Kol Shoshim Mechazkat Shlo Lamud. So there's a presumption that 30 days you're doing it the way that you were accustomed to do, you know, before the 30 days. So then if you're not sure, then you got to go back. Perush Shlo Amar El Kamoshu Lamud Adatash Shlo Amar Kain. Achar came because kachus kier, but who did the full devar mitzvah plus kier kachadin? Vim kain, but certainly you made shuvah like shloshim yom mitzvah mazur. So you're cooked, and there's certainly made shuvah. There's not 30 days; you got to go back. Then he has Rabbeinu Chananel, or might be Rabbi Meir, or might be Rabbi Moshe Katav. The ain machziru tov, he calls on the devar mitzvah pasak b'sefer b'feirish v'yirai l'dvarav. So this latest opinion says that if it's one of those things like Zachreinu Michamocha, so it's not mentioned Mefurish in the Shas, so you don't have to go back for those. You know, can you do me a favor, friend? Can you be the Chelek Gimel of the Aruch HaShulchan, the gold-looking Svarim? Put your finger on a shelf right there, volume 3. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, good. Okay, thank you. Excellent. Shalom Dach Suai. All right, now, I want to mention something with the... now, there's another Shinui that we Ashkenazim have, and that is the last bracha. Many people say instead of Hamavarech Namo Yisrael B'Shalom, they say Oseh HaShalom. Mm-hmm. So that change is not mentioned anywhere in Shas. It's not mentioned anywhere in Shas. So let me get this thing out here. One second. Let me get it. Yeah. So the Aruch HaShulchan says. But the minhag is, he says, we've worked with Rabbi Gadol and Neichah Shal Shadon and Nuskami Atzmenu. So many, so many people say, how do we mishana like this bracha? Like it doesn't mention Shas. So there is, it does mention Masechet Derech Erezuta, which is one of the smallest sechto. It's like from the Zman HaGaonim, it does mention it there. But a lot of people don't change over that. In other words, they leave the Chatimus Bracha the same way. In other words, they'll say B'Sefer Chayim, but then they'll say Baruch Atah Hashem Avareichem Moishtob Shalom, and that was the sheet of the Rav, and I think the Gra also held that way. A lot of people hold it's not correct to change that last Bracha. Okay, I got to run right now. I don't have time. We got it because we're running out of time. Okay, let's all focus. Now, okay. Okay, so we're at the two dots. Okay, now I got to run. V'ama Rabba Baruch Hanan Sama Shmei D'Rab Kol Shef Shol L'Bakesh Rachem L'Chaber V'Enim V'Bakesh Nikra Chotei. If a person is in a position where he could be mispalo for his friend and he's not mispalo for him, he, the person, is called a sinner. He says, okay, David, where are you taking the safer?
Savage.
Oh, which one are you taking? Taking the wolf. Alright, anyway, we're going to keep going. Everybody focus on the Gemara. So he says here, so I'm a rabbi rachin and sab mishmei d'rav, kol she'ef shol levakesh rachim b'l'chaveh v'ayinu v'vakesh nikra chotei. Shnemar, gam anochi chalil li mechato l'Hashem. He says, like, God forbid that I should sin to Hashem, mechado le palel b'chem. Shmuel says that I wouldn't pray for you. So in other words, you see, if you're not praying for somebody, so it's like sinning. So I'm a rabbi, im tamin chacham hu, if the person who needs your rachamim is a tamid chacham, you got to get sick for the person. So someone to say it means like you fast, you do other things, and but in other words, you have to really go all out. My taima, maybe it's because Shaul HaMelech said, like, nobody, in other words, you're not telling me what's going on with my son Yehonatan and David HaMelech. So nobody is like sick for me, and nobody's telling me. Dil HaMelech Shani, maybe a king is different. Elami Hacha. So the Gemara says the proof is from here. It says, Vani the Chalotam Levushi Begomer. In other words, when David HaMelech here is talking about Doeg and Achitofel. Doeg and Achitofel were supporters of Shaul. And David HaMelech is on the lamb from Shaul. And so David HaMelech says, Vani Bechalotam. When they were ill, Levushi, like I dressed in sackcloth, and I was, you know, like in misery for them, for Doeg and Achitofel. And now they're pursuing me. In other words, they're not Makir Tova. But in other words, the thing is that you see the David HaMelech with Doeg and Achitofel were Tamid HaChavim. Okay, V'ama Rabba Marchin and Saba Mishmei D'Rav, Golos of Devar Avayim, Ba'ish Bo'lokhlin Lo'chol Benetav. Whoever does an Aveira in private, whoever does an Aveira and is embarrassed for it, Mochlin L'Chol Benetav, because Mochlin L'Chol is Aveira. Now some say, the Girsay is not Mochlin L'Chol Benetav, some say it's Mochel for that Aveira. So if it's that Aveira, it sounds like it's Sim, because some Mepharshim want to say that the essence of Tshuva, you know, is Busha leaves you to Charata. If you're embarrassed, so you regret having done it, and that's the essence of Tshuva, is the Charata. It's the key element of it. So then it makes sense. But if you want to say Mochlin L'Chol Benetav, Shnemar lamantis kri uvosht v'lo yeh lach od pitchom peh v'bnei klimateich v'kafri lach l'chol asher asit no ma'ashem alokim. He says that you'll remember and you'll be embarrassed and you won't be able to like open your mouth because of your embarrassment when I bring you atonement for everything you did, Hashem says. Now, if you say that it's the other way, it's the for all of Erod, it means that like somehow by going through this embarrassment it's like dead and you're kapara and then but you still have to do tshuva. So the Gemara says Dilber Simur Shani. That pasuk is different. The whole Simur is different. El Nehacha. By Yomer Shmuel Shaul. Lama Hirik Nistan Lo Roti. Shmuel says Shaul, why did you upset me to cause me to come up? This is when Shaul is facing the Plishtim. Shmuel is dead, and he causes Shmuel's neshama to rise up through this Mechashev Benayin door. He says by Yomer Shaul Tzarli Maod. So Shaul says things are really miserable for me. Uplishtim Lachamibi. Plished him or fighting with me, and then it says on the side, "Velokim sar me'alai." God has removed himself from me. Veloanani od. He hasn't responded to me. Gam biyad hanaviim, gam b'chalamod. Either through his prophets or chalamod. But I call chalamod yain in my esem. And so I call you to tell me that I need some help. Then what should I do? So the first white line, v'ilu urim v'tumim lo ka'amar. So he didn't mention that Hashem didn't respond to me through the urim v'tumim, which is one of the big deal of God in the Kohen Gadol, because mishum tekatle novi urakonim, because he had killed novi urakonim, and he was mevayesh, he was filled with busha that he had done that. He says, uminayin da'achilu leimit shemaya, where do we know that Shaul was forgiven? Shenemar, umachara tavanecha imi. That Shmuel says, tomorrow, you and your son's going to be me. Means you're disturbing Gavorn, you're not going to be alive anymore. Va'am Rabbi Yochanan imi b'machit tatim. So Shmuel is Gan Eden, they're going to be Gan Eden also. V'rabbanan amri b'hacha. Let me say, it's from here that you see that he was forgiven. It says, v'ho ka'anum l'Hashem b'gvat Shaul b'chir Hashem. So this is talking about with the Givonim. This is the point where, at the end of Shmuel Beit, there's famine for 3 years in Eretz Israel, and David inquires, why is there famine? And the answer he gets it's al Shaul the al Beit Adam im al Asher, he needed a Givonim. It's for more than one reason, but one is that Shaul, he killed the Givonim. How did he kill the Givonim? So Chazal teaches he killed Novi or Kodim, and the Givonim would supply the Mayim and Mazon, so they were out of a livelihood. And then, according to Rashi, or the Radak, that he'd also killed seven Givonim. So he says, V'hokanum l'Hashem b'givat Sha'ul b'chir Hashem. So he says to the Givonim, what do you want? He says, we want seven of Sha'ul's descendants, and we want to hang them up b'givat Sha'ul b'chir Hashem, God's chosen. So the Givonim didn't say b'chir Hashem. Yes, Tavakol ba'amr b'chir Hashem. So Babakol is saying that he's the b'chir Hashem, so that's the siman that he was forgiven. Okay, his point is that he was embarrassed and got forgiven. So Amr Rabbi, so the fourth wide line. Amr Rabbi Yubo ben Zutarti, Amr Rabbi Huda bar Bizvida, b'shulik bo parshat Balak b'krina Shema. It's like a new paragraph now. The Chamim wanted to be kovei a parshat Balak, which is like almost the entire parshat we have a Balak, except the psukim at the end, as part of Kriyat Shema. Why were they not koveya? Bishum Torah Tzibur. So much material from the Tzibur. Imagine how long Shema would take if you had to have Barsha Balak there, right?
Yeah.
So he says, my time, why did they want to put that there? Ilay Mishum Dechtiba, Kelmo Tziyam Yitzrayim. Maybe because it's a Pasuk, God took them out of Egypt. That's what they wanted. So Lema Parsha Ribbit Parsha Mishkalot, Dechtiba Nisiyas Yitzrayim. So you see, like it says, Ani Hashem Asher Ositachem Yitzrayim, it mentions by Ribbis and it mentions by having proper weights. So Elam Rabbi Yossi Barav, it says that they sit down like a lion, get up like a young lion. So it means it mentions like Shechiva and Kima, which is like related to B'Shapachav Kumecha, meaning when they get up and they lie down, they'll be in peace and strength. In other words, so he says, V'leima hai psukah v'tulo. Why? So let's say that one pasuk, and we won't say the whole parsha, we'll say that one pasuk. So Gemiri, our Mesora is, Ko parsha the pascha Moshe Rabbeinu paskinan, lo pascha Moshe Rabbeinu lo paskinan. Any parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu said, we're going to do the whole parsha, we're not going to cut and slice parshio. Now, the Gemara says, parsha tzitzis b'nei makavua. So why would the Chamim koveya parsha tzitzis in Kriyat Shema? Amar Yehudu bar Chaviva, Neshesh bar Chavishad Varim. There are five elements in parsha Vayomer. Mitzvah tzitzis, Yitzit Mitzrayim, all mitzvot. So it's called the mitzvah tzitzis, exit from Egypt, all mitzvot, like accepting upon yourself all mitzvot. Vidat minim, like what the heretics think. Hira of Eretz, sexual thoughts, v'hira of Odozara, think of Odozara. So the verse says, the first three, I know, that's Mefurish. All mitzvot, the thief read tamatos kartem kol mitzvot Hashem. Says you'll see it and remember all the mitzvot. Okay, we got that. Tzitzit the thief asulam tzitzit. We go there. Mentions the mitzvot fine. Yitzis mitzrayim the thief asher tzitzit. We go there. El dat minim hira aveirim hira vodazar menalim. What are those last three mentioned? The Tanya acharei levavchem zuminut. It says lo taturu acharei levavchem. Don't be misled after your hearts. That's referring to minut, like thoughts of heresy. Like the degraded person says, there's no God. He says, following your eyes, Zahira Aveira. You know, it says Aveira in the Gemara, it means usually sexual Aveira. He's Zahira Aveira. Shemar Vayomer Shem Shon Laviv, Otaka Kliki Hi Ashra Beinai. Shem Shem says, I want that girl, she Yashra Beinai, my eyes. It's like with the girl. He says, Atem Zonim, Zahira Avodazara, Bechino Meir Vaiznu Akhrea Baalim. They were Mizane after the Baalim. So all those elements are mentioned in Parsha Tzitzis. Okay, let's do the last mission, that'll be it. We had six. Where's five?
He says five, but there are six.
Wait. We mentioned three, and then we mentioned another three.
There are five things that this Yehuda Bar Chaviva said. There are five things. Initiation of Chamisha Devar, but there are six things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the only thing I can think, I have to look. The only thing I can think of means I assume he means like in addition to Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is really the main thing. That's what I assume, but I don't know. I got to look. Okay, now Manitin, Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim Balaylot. We should mention the exit from Egypt at night. So Amr Blazan Nazaria, Reinik Bin Shim Shana, I'm like 70 years old, and Gemara is going to explain later on that he just looked like 70, but he was really 18. He says, V'lo zachiti shtem eri tzitzitraim b'leilot. I wasn't able to prevail over the Chachamim who disagreed with me that tzitzitraim should be said at night. Ad shdrasha ben Zoma. Until Ben Zoma made this drasha. Shneamar, l'mat tzikur yom tzitzitraim b'leilot koi mechayecha, yimei chayecha yamim koi mechayecha alilot. So it mentioned by day and by night. V'chachamim rim yimei chayecha ha'olam hazeh, koyim kol l'avi l'mon ha'mashiach. All right, I'll mention this quickly. We're running out of time. But so one thing Rav Shach went over with today, like the Rambam doesn't mention Zechiras Yisim Tzrayim. Now, in other words, it comes out from the Gemara that you have to mention Zechiras Yisim Tzrayim both by day and by night. So, but the Rambam doesn't mention it as one of the Taryag Mitzvot. And the Slach asked that question. So Reb Chaim had some answers for this. So one answer that Reb Chaim had is, like the Gemara says, like the Rambam learns in the Shaar HaShem, the only thing he counts as mitzvot are things that will be eternal. So if a mitzvah is only for a limited period of time, it doesn't count as a mitzvah. Like there are many mitzvahs in the Torah which are, you know, limited time mitzvahs. So Mela and Yimosa Mashiach, will, the way Ben Zoma is learning, there will not be a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. The way Yimosa Mashiach. So therefore the Rambam doesn't count it. Or the second answer to that the briskers in Eretz Yisrael knew that. But then there's another answer that the Rav gave. So there's different shitot, how much of Shema you have to say. The Ramban learns one of the first pasuk. Rashi learns the first parsha. Tosfos learns the first two parshiot. The Rambam learns, in order to be able to say the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, you need all three parshiot. So the question is, why do I need all three parshiot to be able to say the mitzvah of Shema? So the Rambam learns that the parsha Vayomer is a Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim. In other words, we mentioned the Zechiras Yisim Tzrayim. So at the Aseret Dibrot, it says Anochi Hashem Lekach Shotitik Amir Tzrayim. So the Ibn Ezra says, why didn't Hashem say Anochi Hashem Lekach Asher, you know, Barati Shemayim Ba'aretz? Why does it say Shotitik Amir Tzrayim? I took you out of Egypt. So he says that this is something that they all saw. There are Edom that Hashem took us out of Egypt. So when a person is Modan Zechiras Yisim Tzrayim, that's part of Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim, that accepts Hashem. So according to the Rambam, it's one big mitzvah, and it was the third of the whole three parshiot. So it's included in that mitzvah. I don't need another mitzvah, Zechiras Yisim Tzrayim. It's part of this mitzvah of Kabbalah Ol Malchut Shemayim, and that's why he doesn't mention it. And then he said, right, you'll see the Shagas Aryeh, so we're going to have a little Gemara later on. It seems like there's a din of Sof Zaman with Parsha, even Vayomer. In other words, like it says that Rebbe would turn away and he would say Pasuk for Zechiras Yisim Tzrayim because the time was running out. So it sounds like there's a time limit. So where is there a time limit for Zechiras Yisim Tzrayim? So the Shagas Aryeh learns that it's only a Din Rabbanan. The time limit is only Din Rabbanan. But Reb Chaim learned, no, that it's part of Kriyat Shema. It's included with his mind with Kriyat Shema. Okay, that's it for tonight. I'll see you tomorrow night. Another night of Daf Yomi. Okay, bye-bye, everybody.